Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Internet world. Welcome to The Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and I want to say thank you so much for taking time out of your busy life to join me on the broadcast today. Today is Monday, March 16th, 2020, and it seems like the world is on pause. There is so much hype, hysteria, fear, uncertainty, anxiety. Here in the United States, there is 2,000 or more cases of the coronavirus. There is an order that there has to be meetings less than 50 people to stop the spread. Church services have been canceled. Restaurants are beginning to close. Sporting events, basketball, canceled. Hockey, canceled. Major League Baseball beginning to start, put on hold. Life, it seems like, is coming to a complete halt in order to stop the spread of this deadly virus. But this morning, on the cross in the desert, I want to offer to you from God's Word, Psalm 91, hope in the midst of hysteria. We've heard so much in the last several months about this deadly virus originating in China, spreading all over the world, to Italy, to France, to all the countries here in the United States. Young people infected, older people infected, older people with respiratory problems infected, some of them dying. We have a problem with this virus, a sense of hysteria. But let me point out something to us this morning that perhaps you haven't thought about. Every day, 24/7, there is a real virus infecting all of us. And yet, there is no media coverage of this virus. There is no hype, hysteria, or panic over this virus. Actually, we go on living life as usual with this virus, and yet inside, all of us are dying. And that virus is called sin. You won't hear the media talking about rebellious anger towards God, breaking his commandments, breaking his law. You won't see stores closing down, media events halting. No, actually, the complete opposite. You see, this deadly virus, this invisible virus, is much worse than the coronavirus. With the coronavirus, you will physically die, but with this virus, you'll physically and spiritually die as well. The only cure for this virus is Jesus. Jesus bore this invisible deadly virus in his body more than 2,000 years ago. He bore our sin, our guilt, our shame. We talk about this virus. Why does life not stop because of this virus? Why is there no panic, no hysteria? I'm going to address that situation later, but for now, what I want us to do, I want us to go to the only source, the only place of rest and refuge that is going to bring us through this virus, and that is God's Word. Psalm 91 is a wonderful psalm of Hebrew poetry. When you read this psalm, and I will read it in just a second, and you hear the promises of this psalm, it is life-changing. This beautiful psalm invites all of us to find our hope, our rest, our security, our safety in God. From the New Living Translation, I want to read to us this morning Psalm 91. I want us to find hope in the midst of the hysteria all around us. Psalm 91 begins with this wonderful promise. Those who live, that is, those who dwell in the shelter of the Most High, will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him, for he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Don't be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. You make the Lord your refuge. If you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your dwelling place or your home. For he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands, so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust me. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. Wow, what an insurance policy. You can't get any greater promise during a trial like the coronavirus than this promise. This is an awesome, powerful promise from God's Word. I want us to notice about 7 or 8 promises that stand out in Psalm 91 that we need to grasp onto right away. I like verses 14 through 16. I want to say that to you again. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. What incredible reassurance. What an incredible promise God makes. Notice these phrases throughout Psalm 91. What God is saying, what he promises. I will rescue him. I will protect him. I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. But let's understand something very clearly. There is a condition to this promise, if you haven't noticed. If you make the Lord your refuge, this is a beautiful promise, but it's dependent upon our intimacy, our relationship with God. This is not a casual relationship. This is describing a rich, intimate, daily relationship. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. Very important that we recognize that whoever wrote this psalm, and it's possible that Moses did during the desert wilderness, he is saying that all of these promises are God's treasure chest to you, but it's dependent upon the fact that you are in a real relationship with him, that you love him, because Psalm 91:14 says, because he loves me, I will rescue him. So it sounds to me like there is a condition here. But I want us to notice some things about this psalm as we are listening to what God says this morning. The first verse strikes me as something so rich. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Notice the terminology, the titles for God, the Most High, the Almighty, the Lord, my God. Tie comes from the Hebrew word Elyon. It talks about a supreme monarch, one who is elevated above all things. And so this name, Elyon, Most High, signifies God's majesty, sovereignty, preeminence. It carries that kingly kind of connotation, that he is above all other kings. Genesis 14:18 says of God, he was a priest of God Most High, referring to Melchizedek. There's that phrase, Most High. The second name, the Almighty, is translated from the word Shaddai. And you think of the song by Amy Grant, El Shaddai. I assure you, you are not alone, El Shaddai says. Shaddai has many meanings. It suggests a powerful, mighty God who is strong beyond our imagination and is more capable than ever to supply our need. He is the God who parts the Red Sea, who controls all of creation in his name and in his power. There is no need that cannot be met and no circumstance that he cannot overcome. When we think of this virus, we need to understand that God, El Shaddai, is in control of all things. He allows evil for his purpose, for his glory, but he is in control. The virus cannot do as it wills. El Shaddai is in control. The third name we see in verse 1, the Lord, that's the personal name for God. This is the name he revealed himself to in the Exodus to Moses in the burning bush. The personal name for God is so sacred in Judaism that the original pronunciation is uncertain, and they were very careful not to blaspheme or call the name of God into question. So they substituted the letters in the translation of the Tetragrammaton. Lord is Yahweh, YHWH. It represents a God who seeks for us to know him in a deep and personal way. He is the God that is all-powerful, all-knowing, ever-present. He is the divine ruler of all things. He is the God that knows every hair on our heads, every joy and fear in our hearts, and desires us to know him as intimately as a friend. This God who created the universe and all it contains is not just some faraway deity, but a father, redeemer, and friend. And lastly, in this first verse, the fourth name for God is Elohim. It first appears in Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, Elohim, God, created the heavens and the earth. It is typically translated as God. And Theos is the name for God in Greek. And that's where we get the word theology. So the psalmist here is proclaiming that the God in whom he trusts is the same God who created all things, the first and the last, the God who is forever faithful to his creation. And so in a span of just these couple of verses, we see the beauty of God. His ways are higher than our ways, yet we can speak to him as a friend. Wow, what a takeaway. God is the same God, so very near to us. In his shadow, in his shelter, we find strength, we find comfort and rest for our souls. The one that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall rest in the shadow of the omnipotent God. Being in the shadow of the Almighty means being under God's protection. That's an Eastern proverb. This says that children who are under the shadow of their father are always protected. That is security. Therefore, he who dwells in the hiding place of the Most High, that is he who visits this secret, sacred place, praises, feels the presence of God and speaks with him, he will be under God's protection. Verse 2, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. It is the same trust that a baby puts in his mother with the look, the one that protects, that cares, that loves. With this wonderful verse, you can place your trust in the infinite ocean of love that God is with you. Surely he will deliver you out of the trap of the bird hunter, for he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. That's all we hear. We hear daily updates on this disease and how it ravages and kills, and it elicits fear and hysteria. God, though, promises to deliver his children from all evil, from disease, from the perils of the world, from evildoers, and from under their wings as birds do with their young. It says, he shall not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flieth by the day, nor the pestilence that spreadeth in the darkness, nor the destruction that burneth at noonday. What an incredible promise. You think of the fear that grips your heart in the night as you go to sleep and you hear about this disease in your mind. It surrounds you, the hysteria. But that negative energy, those evil thoughts that torment you, the Bible says here in verses 5 through 6, God is aware of your thoughts. He is saying, I want to take that plague from your mind and your soul. I want to give you sweet rest and sleep. Come and dwell in the shelter of the Most High God. I will give you rest. I will take away the pestilence that spreads in the darkness and the destruction that burns at noonday. I will handle all of your promises. Verses 7 and 8, 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at his right hand, but nothing shall strike you. You can feel the meanings of these promises. If God is with you, who can be against you? If God is with you, you need not fear. Nothing will reach you. There are so many promises. God promises when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. If the flames will not overcome you, you will walk through the flood and it will not overcome you. There is real security here in this beautiful psalm as it promises protection, as it promises help. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life. This is our God. Here's a song right now from a band called The Cry that reassures us he won't let us go.
He won't let you go. The
What a beautiful song of assurance from the cry, "He won't let you go." In the beginning of our teaching this morning, I talked to you for just a moment about the real virus that is infecting our bodies daily, 24/7. And I mentioned that this real virus doesn't get school closings, sports closings, and this real virus doesn't get a lot of hype and attention from the media, but this is a deadly virus, and it's more deadly than the coronavirus. This virus was destroyed in many ways almost 2,000 years ago. Jesus sheltered you and me from the wrath of God. He took upon himself that virus. And in that time of great suffering and pain, Jesus said, "It is finished," and then he died. But 3 days later, he rose again. This virus could not keep him down. This virus could not defeat or destroy him. This virus had to bow before the Lord Jesus. As you've listened to Psalm 91 this morning, you can have this assurance. You can have this hope in the midst of hysteria if you know the Lord Jesus. If you find your peace in Jesus, if you live in the shadow of the Most High, if you find your rest in the shadow of the Almighty, then you can say in the midst of this virus, "He is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God. I trust him." And everything I've shared with you in Psalm 91 becomes a reality in your life. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home. Remember in the Exodus when God told Moses, the children of Israel, to take the perfect sacrifice, the Passover lamb, to slay it, to spread the blood on the doorposts of their dwelling, and the death angel would pass over. That is what this psalm is saying. If you make the Lord your refuge, you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer, no plague will come near your home. The plague of sin and death, the judgment of God, will pass over because you've been covered in the precious blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Lord promises us He will rescue those who love him. He will protect those who trust in his name. And when you call upon him, God says, "I will answer. I will be with you in trouble. I will rescue and honor you. I will reward you with long life and give you my salvation." You will never find these promises in any other religion. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me." He is the way if you are lost and confused. He is the truth if you are struggling and you're searching in philosophy and all other man-made religions. And he is the life. The thief comes to kill and to steal and to destroy. The coronavirus comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus says, "I have come to bring you life and life more abundantly." This morning, as you struggle with the hype and hysteria, remember the promises of Psalm 91. And remember that Jesus wants to come and make you into a new person, to give you a new heart and a spirit so that you can dwell in the shadow of his almightiness and you can find that he is your refuge, your place of safety. I am praying for all of us. I'm praying for all doctors and nurses on the front line that very soon, with spring right around the corner and Easter coming, that the coronavirus will be no more. I want to say to everyone, God bless you for spending time with me this morning on the cross in the desert. I will see you again on Thursday for another edition of the cross in the desert. God bless you.